This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan his party has suffered heavy losses in Sunday's local elections, losing critical cities across the country, while the main opposition party is on course to win in Ankara. In Istanbul, election results remain too close to call. The elections came amid an economic recession, inflation, and currency decline, as well as concerns about the increasingly authoritarian government. Hakan Yurek is a voter in Ankara.
I am not hopeful. I don't think things are going well. There is nothing else to say. There are a lot of economic factors. I don't think the education I got is enough. I don't think domestic and foreign issues are going well.
Erdogan acknowledged his Justice and Development Party had suffered setbacks and vowed to learn lessons from the election. In other election news, with half the ballots counted Monday, comedian Vladimir Zelensky and incumbent Petro Poroshenko are leading in Ukraine's presidential election. The Central Election Commission said Zelensky, a comedian who plays the role of the president in a television comedy series, was in first place with 30% of the votes. Poroshenko, who's been in power since 2014, was in second place with about 17%. Former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko was in third with 13%. A Vietnamese woman is now the only person remaining in detention in Malaysia for killing the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A lawyer for Duan T. Huang said Monday that his client had pleaded guilty to a lesser charge.
We are happy this morning that it's come to a happy ending, that Duan can look forward. There's a date for her that she can go back home, and that date is very near.
She was charged with smearing a deadly nerve agent on the face of Kim Jong-un. This is VOA News. The majority Democrats on a House of Representatives committee are moving this week to subpoena the full report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and five former White House officials. The House Judiciary Committee had called for full disclosure by Tuesday of the nearly 400-page report and its underlying evidence. Attorney General William Barr said last week that he would release the report by mid-April, if not sooner, after confidential material had been redacted. With its Tuesday deadline unlikely to be met, the House panel plans to vote to authorize the subpoenas on Wednesday, allowing the committee's chairman, Congressman Gerald Nadler, to actually issue them as he sees fit. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, in an address Sunday on state television, announced a 30-day plan to ration electricity. The rationing plan, Maduro said, will also help the government deal with the country's water and communications infrastructure. On Sunday, residents fed up with the recurring electrical blackouts protested by banging on pots, burning garbage in the streets, and shouting curses against President Maduro. British rock superstar Elton John is joining actor George Clooney in calling for a worldwide boycott of hotels owned by the Sultan of Brunei, who plans to enforce the death penalty for homosexuality this week. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, is urging the government of Brunei to stop its revised penal code from entering into force on Wednesday. Under it, people would be executed for offenses such as rape, adultery, homosexual relations, robbery, and insult to the Prophet Muhammad. Bachelet says the application of the death penalty under the new law, which she calls cruel and inhumane, violates international human rights law. Her spokeswoman, Ravina Shamdasani, says any religion-based legislation must not violate human rights and does not need to.
The High Commissioner for Human Rights is stressing that religion and human rights are not opposing forces. In fact, many of the fundamental tenets of both are exactly the same. We are calling on the government of Brunei to halt bringing into effect this law and instead to launch a consultation with religious leaders, with government leaders, civil society, and people from various communities to try to come up with legislation that can fight crime, but at the same time uphold the human rights of all the people of Brunei.
China said Monday it's adding all fentanyl-related compounds to its list of controlled substances beginning May 1st. U.S. officials have long campaigned for the move. Fentanyl and compounds that mimic its effects are blamed for tens of thousands of opioid overdose deaths in the United States every year. I'm Faith Lapidus. This is VOA News.